Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition.
On this Thursday, the essential question President Biden refuses to answer is why he will not close the southern border in the face of so much death and suffering. Why won't he issue an executive order suspending asylum claims until the USA can reorganize its immigration strategy and regulations? There is only one answer. Joe Biden doesn't care enough to do that. Sure, he can and does make excuses for the border, but he really isn't all that concerned about 10 million migrants and a record amount of narcotics flowing into America on his watch. Mr. Biden is not alone in his appalling apathy. Andrew Jackson, for example, and a number of other presidents held slaves, not caring a whit about them. Jackson was particularly brutal towards Native Americans as well. Franklin Roosevelt could have bombed the railway tracks to Auschwitz when he knew Jews were being incinerated there. He didn't care enough to do it. Lyndon Johnson allowed the Vietnam War to rage out of control, understanding he was not protecting American troops as well as he could have. He basically ignored the death and destruction for 5 years. President James Buchanan knew Union troops needed food and ammunition at Fort Sumter in South Carolina. He refused to send supplies to them because he feared he would be blamed for the Civil War. So, presidents don't care about a lot of stuff, and Joe Biden leads the league. Back after this.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.